setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to The Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do and then do it to the absolute best of your ability. Your greatness is in your uniqueness. You were created to fill a unique role in your work, through your work. You are needed and you must do it. We help you figure out where you are on the journey. There are seven stages. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job. Give yourself away, working like no one else. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. The website is kencoleman.com. You can check us out and follow us and engage on Instagram at Ken Coleman. Should you feel guilty about leaving your job? Ken, I'm thinking about leaving, but I'm feeling a lot of guilt. We get this call a lot. And we were talking about it in one of our production meetings. And we all agreed, we got to address this head on. So let's unpack this. What's behind the question? Ken, I feel guilty about leaving my job. Should I leave my job, Ken? I'm feeling guilty. What's behind this emotion that is so strong? Guilt. That's a strong word. Let's first start with that. What's the context most used around the word guilt? It's criminal behavior.
Guilty as charged.
Guilt. You broke the law. You're guilty. That's pretty strong. Deciding to move forward in your life. That's not something you should feel guilty about. So what this boils down to is we feel like we are wronging our current company, or wronging the people in the company, sometimes wronging the customers. We get that specific call. We are wronging someone. Are we wronging someone by taking another position that is on purpose and best for us? The absolute answer is no. You know this. So now that I've gotten your attention, let's break down why you feel what you're saying is guilt. You're actually not feeling guilt. Guilt has become an excuse for you. I'll reveal that in just a moment. But what are you actually really dealing with? First of all, you're a good person. You are a good person if you feel some sense of guilt about leaving. You're a good person because you don't want to leave anybody in a lurch. You don't want people to think badly of you because you are a conscientious person. Good for you. But here's what's really going on. You're actually afraid. You're not guilty. You're actually afraid of what people are going to think about you or say about you. That's what's going on. Oh, you're afraid what they might say to your face when you go in and tell them. Oh, you're ungrateful. We gave you a job 6 months ago. We gave you a chance. We trained you 3 years ago. We've given you five raises and you're going to leave us? You're truly afraid of what they're going to think or say. That's insecurity and then a fear of confrontation. That's what's going on when I say you're afraid. So then what happens is you start to go, well, I know how silly that is. If I really think about it, I know it's silly that I would turn down, listen, folks, a great opportunity because I'm worried about what someone's going to think or say about me. And you realize it's silly. And maybe subconsciously you realize it, but you don't consciously realize it. Because then here's what happens. I get this same statement in the phone call. Ken, I feel guilty about leaving because I'm going to leave my company in a real lurch. Things are going to fall apart. I've had people say that. And it's like they become a superhero all of a sudden. They go from this doubting, insecure, scared person to, I am a superhero, and if I leave, the company will fold. What? will they do without me? Now, when I say it that way and I put all the ridiculous intonation and enunciation around it, you laugh and go, that's ridiculous. You sound ridiculous, Ken. And I would say you're right. And so is that voice that is saying, if you leave, no one's going to survive. Now, here's what I don't want you to hear. I don't want you to hear that I don't think you're valuable. I think you're absolutely valuable, but I also think you're replaceable. Let me say that again. You can be valuable and replaceable at the same time. So why don't you acknowledge that? One other thing. Some of you are still going, well, Ken, here's what you don't understand. It really will cause a big problem if I leave. Okay, I'm not saying it won't, but you're still replaceable. And here's the other thing I want to point out. That's not your problem. You think that you leaving for a great opportunity to move ahead on purpose is going to create a problem, and it might on some level. I don't know if it's a one level problem, a five level problem, or 10, but here's what I know. That's not your problem. You're not the first person to leave this company, and most likely you won't be the last. But even if you are the last, okay, let's just play this out to the extreme. Even if you leave, and because you leave, the company can't survive and they shut down, which I think is laughable. But even if that's true, is that your problem? If you are moving forward on purpose to what you are supposed to do, the next rung on the ladder, it's not your problem. So stop. Stop beating yourself up. Stop making excuses. Well, if I leave, things are going to go bad. I don't want anybody to say anything bad about me. Can I also tell you that fear is an excuse? The fear becomes a rationalization and an excuse. Well, I can't take this opportunity that my heart's telling me to take, but I'm scared to take, and I can't take it. You know why I can't take it, Ken? Because I'm a good person and I don't want to leave my company in a lurch. It's total crap. It's an excuse. Total excuse. It's a total excuse. It's not real. You made it up. You made it up to rationalize why you aren't stepping into your fear and doubt and moving forward. That's what's going on. And you need to acknowledge that. Because if you can truly look at it, all those different ways that I just unpacked that for you, the answer is you shouldn't feel guilty at all. You've done nothing wrong. Guilt is attached to someone who has broken the law, who has done something morally wrong, unethically wrong. You are guilty of wrong. If you are leaving a company with class, to pursue something that is on purpose for you, there is no moral, ethical, or legal failure. Therefore, you aren't guilty. Fly. Be free. Go. Don't move. More of the Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multimillionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. revealing your clear path to doing meaningful work, to living and working on purpose, to no longer just looking at work as something I have to do to live. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. The new book is From Paycheck to Purpose. You can get it bundled with our Get Clear Career Assessment, which will give you a detailed report on your top talents, what you do best, your top passions, the work you love to do, and your primary mission, the results that really motivate you. You get a purpose statement filled out, which now becomes a wonderful filter for every job you look at, and it allows you to continually be clear on doing what you were born to do so that you got the juice, you're making more money, and experiencing more meaning. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. It is a caller-driven show. I'm your counselor, coach, and cheerleader, so you're one phone call away. Stephanie joins us now in Bakersfield, California. Stephanie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me on the show.
You bet, Stephanie. What's up?
Yeah, so currently right now, I'm a college student, and I'm a communications major in digital media, and I have the opportunity to potentially go to grad school once I finish university, which is about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of confused on where I should go considering like my passions and potential career options.
All right. Tell me what you want to do or what you think you want to do, what you're leaning towards. Let's forget education for a moment and let's try to identify a mountaintop. What do you know?
Okay, well, I'm doing digital media right now, but I'm also looking into writing. Like, I know a few of my talents, especially it's like a lot of detail oriented, and writing as well. And also I'm pretty good with technology.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. So you know what you're talented at. What do you think you want to do? What's a direction? If you don't know a specific career path, but a direction. Is there a dream job that you wonder about? Tell me more.
Well, one of them is writing.
What kind of writing?
Writing creatively, mm-hmm. like books or stories. That's something that I'm really interested in.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Anything else?
I'm thinking, like, since I'm in digital media, I'm learning skills for like to build a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. That's also something that I'm really interested in. Mm-hmm. And I've done some blog writing before as well.
Okay, great. So as it stands right now, and you're young, so there's no pressure on this answer. I don't ask you this to put you in a box. I ask you this to open your heart up. Because I think at this age, what's so important is for you to trust your heart, follow your heart, and examine it. It doesn't mean just, we try this, we try that. No, we want to listen to our heart, and we want to walk forward strategically so that the heart confirms what we want to do. So you just mentioned three different things that I think are important, okay? Quick review. You mentioned creative writing, fiction, storytelling, right? Novels.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe, I'm just throwing stuff out here, screenplays, right?
Yes.
That got you chuckling. But you see my point? Like, you have to open yourself up to all of the ways that you could do creative writing. Now, let's look at YouTube channel. Same deal. What kind of content? Who do you want to help? Who is the YouTube audience for? What kind of content would you do? Because ultimately, content is out there to equip or entertain. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
All right. Both are honorable work. So if it's equipping, what problem are you trying to solve? Who are the people that have that problem or a desire? Okay. If it's entertaining, what kind of content who are the people you want to entertain? That's what you start to think through. Okay. And then the last piece was the blogging, which is the writing. That's another form of writing. So we could ultimately put that one under the first bucket. So we got writing, and then we've got, digital content, right? Because that could be podcasting, whatever. Okay. So we said the written content or media type content. All right. So what we want to do is we want to trust our heart there and go, okay, that's clearly what's bubbling up at the top. And so that's the area where I want to start to examine. Now, let's pause for a moment. before we start the journey of examining and diving in, do we need a master's degree or any graduate level degree to win in those areas? Yes or no?
Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily. Not at all.
Yeah.
In order to be a successful writer, you do not have to have a grad degree. Period. In order to go into production, video, audio production, you do not need a master's degree. Period. I would tell you, don't ever entertain a graduate degree again if it's those two areas you want to go in, because it's a waste of time and money. That's how bold I'm going to say that. Because nobody cares if you have a graduate level degree, if they want to read your book or not. Nobody cares. I love these spy novels. Brad Thor lives in Nashville. He's a guy I read a lot. I've had the chance to interview Brad and spend some time with Brad. I don't know where Brad went to school. Could care less. Are you with me, Stephanie?
Yes, you're right.
I know. So I want to set you free. So here, now we press pause because I wanted to address the education issue. You don't need it. Now, if you want it and you can cash flow it, go get it. I just personally would never spend another day in a college environment if those are the two things I wanted to do, because there's way more ways for you to learn, on YouTube and working for somebody who's got a great YouTube channel or production companies who are helping. So many ways you can do this. And I think for you, you got to decide which one you want to do more of, or I think in your case could be a both and. So if I'm you, I want to use that communications degree, which is very versatile, and I want to get in the field that encompasses both of those buckets. That's where I would be going. Does that make sense? I don't want to keep talking fast if you're not following me.
Yeah, I understand. Also, this upcoming semester, I'm going to take a video production class, and also there's a creative writing class, so I'm going to take those.
Boom. And I want you to focus on getting a job where there are other creative writers in the building. I want you to take a job where video production is happening. I don't care. And by the way, coming out of college, you could do one for a year and another one for another year, and you're 24, 25, you're not a snowflake, you're not, you know, bouncing around, you're strategically working in both areas. And you decide, do I want to do both? Do I want to focus more on one? And maybe I go hard after video production and I realize I want to be a producer and eventually a director of TV, short films, or whatever. Whatever you decide, you could do that. And by the way, you can always write on the side. So yeah, I think it's a both and for you.
Yeah, it's just at first I was considering like being an English major, but then I was like, okay, well, in case that this doesn't work out, I have a communications degree, and I know there are like I think there's a media writing class.
Yeah, I think you made the right decision.
Screenplay.
Yeah. I think you made the right decision. Communication is a better degree than an English degree. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because it's so much more versatile, especially for what you want to do. So I think it's a good decision. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to focus on those classes and connecting. And I'm going to give you my new book, best-selling book, From Paycheck to Purpose. I'm going to give it to you. I want you to read it. It's going to outline the 7 stages to get you where you want to go. And I want you to be very specific to get in. As soon as you graduate, I want you to use that communications degree and get in one of those two fields where you're working with people that are doing that work, around people that are doing that work, and you're going to get paid to learn about the pathway you want to choose. Make sense?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're awesome. Hang on the line. We'll get you the book, whatever format you want. For the rest of you, you got to buy it, kencoleman.com. We got a great bundle. Again, the book plus the Get Clear Career Assessment. So think of the assessment as that ultimate compass, and then the book is the guide that gets you up the mountaintop. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource. Great Christmas gift for a friend or family member who's lost, a coworker who's just lost, not quite sure. The 7 stages will guide anyone to their professional pinnacle, to living and working on purpose. All right, we're just getting warmed up. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. helping you move from paycheck to purpose in your work and life, meaning you are making the money you want, but also experiencing the meaning that you desire in your work. You are walking in that sweet spot every day, even on the tough days. You're using what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, your passion, to produce results that matter to you, your mission. That's what we're here to do. Help you move along the path, moving up. Some of you are already started on the path, but you want to get promoted a little bit faster. We're here to help you. Some of you, not even sure what the path is. We're here to help you as well. Wherever you are, we can help. 844-747-2577 is the number. One of the ways that we can help you is we provide a lot of free resources at kencoleman.com, paid resources as well. And we also partner with and endorse great services that can help you. And one of those is ZipRecruiter, number one hiring site in the United States, as rated by the people who do that stuff. Why? Super effective, easy, and affordable in the sense that it is free. I like saying that. I love pitching stuff that's free. Because then I go, well, your barrier for rejection is just you're grumpy. Or you're lazy. I don't know. If you're thinking about looking, or you're actively looking, and you're not on ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, I don't know what you're thinking. It's so easy. 5 minutes or less, profile is uploaded, resume there, not have to do a million resumes and change them all the time. Nope, one profile, one resume, let ZipRecruiter do the work. They start recruiting on your behalf, telling companies about you, because those companies have jobs listed with them that match your profile, and they give you updates when you get looks, likes, and requests for your contact info. The companies contact you direct. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's an easy way to get hired. Go today. Luca joins us in Spokane, Washington. Luca, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
So I'm an exchange student from Italy. I'm actually studying at U of I, and I won a scholarship for coming here. And so I quit my job to come here and live this experience, but I'm doing my master's. I'll be graduating in January. And so my question to you is, since I've had several work experiences, but I'm looking for something better for myself, and I'm also, this time for me has been very, like, the discovery stage for me. I'm wondering if, what I should do after I go back to Italy.
Okay. So what are you wondering about?
So there's two things. I'm already doing some YouTube, but it's not actually what I want to do. It's not like for the sake of YouTube itself, but it's more like I want to create businesses. But I don't have the finances right now. And also I'm considering beforehand working in venture capital, startup accelerators, and that kind of stuff. Or doing like unconventional marketing, and so working in an agency that does like guerrilla marketing installations and stuff like that. So these are the two things that I'm considering.
Okay, so how does one get into venture capital? We're talking about working for a venture capital firm, somebody that's doing it, established, very successful.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so what are the type of jobs that would get you in there? Are there marketing jobs within venture capital firms? That'd be the first.
Yes.
That'd be the first thing I'd think about, based on what you just told me, because it gives you a little bit of both, right? You're interested in marketing. You're interested in kind of non-traditional marketing. Clearly, there's a theme here, but you also love the idea of venture capital. And so, if I could get in with this marketing degree and any other marketing experience or qualifications or certifications or anything else you can get, if you could get a marketing job, even if it's entry level, you're a young man. You shouldn't look down your nose at any entry point. And so maybe it's combination of both to start, where I look for a marketing role, or I just take an executive assistant role for a big shot venture capitalist, and I do a good job and hustle, and then I tell them I want to go into marketing, but this is the position that's available right now, and I know I need to get the experience, and I work my way up, I work my way over, around, and through the office, and I eventually move into marketing. While I'm doing this, I am in a venture capital firm. So I just think there's so many options for you. So you either choose one path or the other, or you do a combo. Now, what I mean by one path or the other is you could go just say, I want to get any job in a venture capital firm and I want to get in it and try to work my way up. Great. So you do that for a year or two and you go, you know what? It's not what I thought it was going to be. I definitely know I want to do more of the market stuff, so I'm going to go work in an agency. I'm still 24, 25, 26. I've not wasted any time. I've been experimenting on purpose, strategically. So I think you have that's kind of your pathway. Any one of those will work.
Yeah. I'm already 27, so that's one of my concerns, right?
Okay, wait a second. Wait. It shouldn't be a concern if you're getting paid. It's not like you're doing any of this for free. So the point is that you have to strategically set out on the path that you really want to be on. So maybe you need to, while you're here in America and you're studying, you need to spend some time with some people that do the kind of marketing that you're interested in. That's why I wrote the book, The Proximity Principle. Get around people that are doing what I want to do. Get in places where it's happening. Why? Because I clarify and verify. I clarify what all's involved, and then my heart verifies whether or not I actually want to do it or not. That's all that's missing for you. But I was giving you multiple different pathways to figure it out. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that you can also speed that up by spending a lot of time talking to, researching people that do the kind of work you want to do. And then you figure out, oh, I thought it was venture capital work, but I really do love this unconventional kind of guerrilla marketing or whatever it is you're talking about. Make sense?
Yeah, because the thing is, so people always ask me for ideas. It can be marketing, but it can be businesses to start, YouTube channels to start, and stuff like that. So that's what got me thinking and made me realize that maybe venture capital could be a thing for me.
Yeah, but I think you need to spend some more time with actual venture capitalists. I think you need to know what all is entailed in that gig. Because I think the creative marketing, the creative storytelling, and an ideation kind of guy, that makes a lot of sense. When you talk about it, I hear it. When you talk about venture capital, it just sounds like a thing. So do some more research. Figure it out. Make sense what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
I think you're intrigued by being a venture capitalist or venture capital. I think you're actually juiced and energized when you're in that marketing creative thinking zone. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, totally right. Totally right.
So there's a big clue. You got to trust your heart. Okay? So,
yeah.
Do you have my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose?
No, I haven't read that yet.
I'm going to give it to you. Hang on the line. It's the whole enchilada, the seven stages. I'm going to walk you through stage at a time through this book, your full clear path. The book is the guide up the mountain for you. All right? I've already given you your homework assignments and what you need to do to verify that it's more this marketing side of things. Okay, so hang on the line, whatever format you want, audio, ebook, or hard copy, we'll get that to you. Because folks, what you heard in that little exchange, you heard him begin to see, oh, there's a difference between my head voice and my heart voice. And I think, by the way, this is 4 years ago, I didn't talk about it the way I talk about it right now. It took, I don't know, Joe, have we hit 5,000 calls yet? We're closing in on 5,000 callers.
I think we're just over it.
Okay, we've done it. It's taken that many phone calls for me to listen to people. And what I could not describe 4 years ago, I can now describe is that. There's your brain, the head voice is the logic. And then there's your heart, which is really your conviction. If you want to know the difference. It's like there's logic and I'm processing information and then my heart ultimately decides. Let me explain it this way very briefly. A parent always decides with the heart. There's all the logical stuff we parents have to formulate when we decide rules, discipline, decisions we got to make about our kids. At the end of the day, we always come back to our heart. And you got to do the same thing on this path to purpose. What is your heart revealing to you? What's it telling you that the path needs to be? Listen to your heart. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we walk you through the seven stages. Wherever you are on that path, the seven stages, get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. Those seven stages will get you to your professional pinnacle where you're working on purpose, where the income is there, and so is the impact. And you are in your sweet spot. People look at you and say, you were born for this. Blake is joining us now in Louisville, Kentucky. Blake, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So I've read the Paycheck to Purpose, great book, by the way.
Thank you.
And I have taken the Get Clear assessment, and I'm just having trouble narrowing down because it gives you the list of positions that could be that you could fall under, and I'm just having trouble narrowing down something from there.
Yeah, and remember, as the guy who created that assessment, those are simply suggestions to get your brain going, okay? So I don't want you to just look at that list and go, oh, I got to narrow down from there. Those are suggestions. We call those professional possibilities because your purpose sentence is what ultimately is your clue, right? It's pointing you somewhere, right? Because you go, all right, I know this is the type of work I love, and I know this is what drives me. And so where can I do that kind of work? All right. So when you took the assessment, you got your purpose statement. How did it feel?
It felt right on. It actually brought some clarity to where I am. I'm currently a general manager. But the purpose statement and then the looking at the passions.
What were the three passions, the work that you love to do, the top three?
Top three were advocating, caregiving, and protecting.
Interesting. So what kind of work comes to mind when you think of that? Because those are general descriptions that encompass all work. So advocating, caregiving, and protecting. What kind of work pops in your mind? You've already wondered about this.
Right. Wondered about this already.
So tell me, I need an answer. What are you thinking about?
I've applied for the chaplain program in the Army, but I was in the Army before for 6 years, or 8 years, and now I've got three kids, so now I'm kind of looking at, like, that seems like the perfect fit.
Why? Tell me why that's a perfect fit, and forget all the personal reasons. I want to know professionally why being a chaplain is going to allow you to advocate, to give care, to protect.
Sitting down with being able to be with people in need that I've situations that I've seen and gone through, and being able to speak to their life situations and try to help them. As far as caregiving, being able to hear people out, in their time of stress, or frustration, or just feeling like they don't have a voice. As far as protecting, I guess it's as a chaplain, you're actually kind of looking more to them for protection from a physical protection standpoint.
No, but if you go back and read the description of that passion, protecting, that's definitely you. And so you're protecting people's souls, right? You're trying to protect people's emotions. You're protecting them from harm, even as a chaplain. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the point is, you called me and you started off the call by saying, Ken, I need help narrowing it down. I've only heard one option. And you said that the option was pretty darn good. And as I press you on it and I hear the why, it matches up with your purpose statement. True or false?
True.
Okay. So is there another option?
That's the issue. I'm trying to find another option.
Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop thinking so hard and go, what about being an Army chaplain do I love? And I had you describe that, and you just told me. So where else can you do that kind of work? You're overthinking it. So that's past being a pastor, working in a nonprofit ministry. There might be some form of counseling, guidance. I mean, you got to start looking out there in this big old world of work, Blake, and you go, where are all the places that I can do this kind of work like I can being an Army chaplain? You're assuming that's the, you're too worried about, I need a title. No, where can I do this kind of work? And when I figure that out and I go look and I see it, I see all kinds of titles and positions. Make sense?
Yes.
That's what you need to do. You just described to me why you want to be a chaplain, why that makes sense for you, why it's on purpose. Write it down. Look for those attributes in other jobs. You got this. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, folks. This is the show where we help you get unstuck. We help you accelerate. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Life is way too short for you to just be working in an okay job. Life is too short for you to be working in a sucky, miserable job just trying to make it to the weekend. You spend so much time at work. Shouldn't you be doing something that you're really good at, that you love, that produces a result that you connect to? Shouldn't that be the case? You know, it should be, and it could be. That's why I'm here, your counselor, your coach, and your cheerleader. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. It's a toll-free number. Call in. Some of you just need some emotional help. Some of you just go, Ken, I'm down. I don't need any tactical advice today, Ken. I just feel like this. Help me out. I've felt it. I've thought it. So don't, I want those folks to call it too. I don't want to just be, well, Ken, I need advice on this decision. Hey, listen, sometimes we just need a hug. Sometimes we need some perspective. I'm your guy. 844-747-2577. Christina joins us in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Christina, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
Well, I think I might be in the latter category you just described as need some perspective.
Good.
Which is that the job that I have, I've had for 7 years, and it absolutely is my dream job. But over time, I think my dreams have changed, and I don't feel the purpose that I once had. And I guess I'm trying to figure out, How do I move forward with either reinvigorating the passion I once had for this work, or if it really is gone, I've kind of poured my whole self into this work, and so it's hard to figure out where to go next if this season in my life is over.
Well, I think you're a little confused, so I'm going to try to help unconfuse you. You said your dream has changed. That was a pretty definitive statement. Is that true or false?
I may not have chosen my words 100% carefully. I think what I mean is that my heart has changed.
Tell me what's changed. What changed your heart? Sure. Now we're getting somewhere. This is good. What changed? Was it environment? Was it experiences? Was it both? Something changed your heart. What changed your heart?
I think it was experiences. I work in criminal justice, and it's a tough line of work. And it's very heartbreaking, and I feel myself being very burnt out, mm-hmm. and cynical, and honestly kind of heartbroken. And sometimes I just think, you know, I did what I could here, and I need to move on because it's not good for me anymore.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it all over you, and I would tell you that you have to listen to that. So I think it was your dream job at a time. And this feels very familiar to me personally. Because there was a season, Christina, where I wanted to be in your city. I thought I was called to run for office, be a U.S. senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia. So I pursued that. I was in my young 20s, and I was on my way. And I got disenchanted with the system. And my heart changed. It's exactly what you're experiencing. I went in, guns blazing, hopes high, ideals all over my sleeves, thinking I could help change the world. And I realized the system was corrupt, that there was very little I could do in that area. I could do something good, but I didn't think I could do as good as I wanted to. And I had to pivot. And that's the journey that I went on that's created this whole show. The new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, is my story on that. So I say all that to say, you're heartbroken. I think the deeper heartbreak is not the people that have disappointed you, but the deeper heartbreak is that you had in your mind this fairy tale that we all have, and it's been shattered. Is that true?
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, I thought so. So here's the good news in that. The passion, the work you love, I think is probably still the same. I think the missional result that drives you is probably still the same. I think it's a different environment. I think it's a different area. So I think we go into what was the work that you loved in the criminal justice system? Be specific.
It was working one-on-one with people and trying to help.
In what role?
It was kind of a social services type role initially.
Give me more real quick. Give me are these people that were in and out of the system of jail and you're trying to help them stay out?
Yes.
More of a probation officer kind of a thing?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you invested deeply in these people and some got it. Yes.
Yeah. Some got it, some didn't. And to be honest, I have a heart for them and for that. And my disappointment is with systems and, you know, bigger picture stuff in D.C., at all with that, you know, heart-to-heart kind of work.
All right, now we're truly getting somewhere. So what has caused you to lose heart and what has broken your heart is the systemic problems that are limiting your ability to drive influence, which is what really moves you, influencing people. You're about people change, true or false?
True.
Mm-hmm. Let me guess that you're very talented at communication.
It's a cornerstone of my job, and I'd like to think I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah, and I think you're probably pretty darn good at connecting with people. Connection.
I try.
My guess is you're pretty darn good at persuasion as well. High levels of compassion? True or false?
True.
Uh-huh. You love the work of advising.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're driven by change, influencing people to make positive change in their life.
Absolutely.
Personal restoration gives you the juice.
Yes.
Okay. How do I know all that? Do I have some sort of mind control over you right now?
I don't think so.
No, here's what I know.
You're good at what you do.
I am. But my point is I'm listening to you and none of that has changed. What needs to change is your environment. So I think you get out of criminal justice or that probation type work, and I think you got to stay in that role of advising. So who are you advising? Where can you advise those people? So I don't think you've lost your passion for the work. I think your heart's been broken and you've become frustrated and you just need to pivot to a different environment. I moved from politics to broadcasting. But my passion didn't change. I love advising and coaching and leading and performing, and none of that changed. I just did it in a different environment. And I think that's what's got to happen for you. So we have to figure it out. Is it? And I'm not putting you in any of these buckets. Is it guidance counseling? Is it advising college students? Is it working with nonprofits and working with people that are trying to rehabilitate themselves from substance abuse? I mean, to me, it's just a function of who do you want to help restore and then where are the places that are restoring those people in D.C.? And D.C. is full of all kinds of opportunities for you to step into somebody's life and be an advisor, a guide, a cheerleader, and influence people for change. That's your homework assignment. I'm going to get out of criminal justice and all the governmental crap that's just beating you down. And I'm going to go somewhere where I can actually affect change and have very, very little limits on my ability to affect change. Because you said it best. Ken, it's not the people that I'm working with when they disappoint me, and some get it, some don't. That's not what's breaking my heart. That's not what's causing the loss of passion. You said it. It is the system. The government system that you're in is holding you back. Get outside of the system and watch your heart refill. I got to get out of here, but before I do, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of The Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to The Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.